everyone, and welcome. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson. Eagles spring practices, OTAs, minicamp, all done. So what do you take away from it all?
Well, I tell you, it was a great offseason. The guys came in the right frame of mind. They worked extremely hard through all three phases, finished up this week with the mini camp, and we had 100% participation, obviously, in the mini camp, which is exciting to see all the guys and just the energy level. Year two brings a lot of confidence. Obviously, guys are knowing more of their roles and their jobs, and really just exciting to get through healthy, number one, but at the same time to really focus and detail our work and get ready for training camp.
I'd like to go back to the end of 2016. The Eagles beat the Dallas Cowboys, finished the season 7-9, and then you lay out the blueprint for the offseason to come. How close did that blueprint come to reality? I mean, was Alshon Jeffrey, for example, LeGarrette Blount part of that blueprint?
Well, we knew we had to acquire talent. We knew we had to help our current roster, and we're always going to, you're going to lose guys, and then you're going to gain guys through free agency and obviously the draft. And, you know, at the time, you never know who's going to be available, and you get closer to free agency, and these guys were there and it felt like they were good additions to our roster and guys that can come in and not only compete but make our younger guys better, and that's what you want. And that's what I've seen from those guys throughout the entire spring.
How good is Alshon Jeffrey?
I think he can be a special player. You know, he's obviously got, you know, the big trait wide receiver, you know, traits and characteristics and skills. And he and Carson are really beginning to get on the same page in the passing game. And I think sky's the limit with him. Manage him through training camp and try to get him to the regular season and all that. But I think he's a special player.
When you are a quarterback, Doug, and you have all of a sudden Alshon and Torrey Smith, two NFL veterans who've done it, what does that do for your mindset?
Gives you a lot of confidence. A lot of confidence. You know, Torrey also has been to the Super Bowl, and he's played in that big game as Chris Long and LeGarrette and some of the other guys on our, you know, Chris Maragos and guys that are on our team. And I think that's important to have guys that have been to that game, win or lose, they know what it takes to get there. And a guy like Torrey coming in here, veteran wide receiver, got some speed, got some juice, smart guy, again, can really help our offense.
Is it fair to say that wide receiver is the most improved position on this team?
Pretty accurate statement. And not just but the addition of those two guys, but what Nelson has done this spring. I think he's had a tremendous spring.
Are you buying what Nelson has done? Is that all you need to see? Or you need to see more? I mean, how do you look at it as
well,
a coach?
Well, having spent a year now with Nelson and knowing what he's gone through and the struggles that he had, we all know it's well documented, the struggle he went through last year, and for him to come out this spring and to be relaxed, to be confident, to work on his craft, I think the addition of Mike Groh on the coaching staff has really helped him grow as a receiver, and I'm very confident that Nelson can continue this through training camp and on to the regular season.
Great, that's great to hear. I mean, the talent is clearly there.
Yeah. He's definitely has showed that. In spring, he's very explosive. We worked him in the slot, you know, with Jordan not practicing. So, sky's the limit.
Really shows you how mental at this level it is. You have to believe in everything you do every day.
Dave is so right. I think this is more of a mental game than it is a physical game. And really, it's just mind over matter. I mean, you just have to focus in, and you got to detail your work and come to work every day with the mindset of that I'm going to get better today, and Nelson has done that this spring.
So, speaking of minds and swimming, and everybody's thinking the summer, rookie report. You've had these guys for a couple of months here. How did Derek do? How did the rookie receivers do? How about Rasul at cornerback?
Derek's really going to help us. As a rookie, he's going to be in that rotation with the defensive line. He's got a great, quick first step. He can bend. You know, he's gone against lane all off season, and you know, he can really bend that corner. That's one, and he's got relentless finish. This kid finishes to the whistle and beyond, and that's what we're excited to, you know, for training camp, get him into pads, obviously, and work that out. You know, Sydney, we know Sydney's situation, but you know, we'll see eventually at some point where he's at, but it's great to see him here. He's learning, he's getting better mentally. Take a guy like Rasul. He's gotten a lot of valuable reps this spring. You know, I think the terminology and the playbook can be a little overwhelming at this point, but he'll get more time in training camp and really really focus in and get a lot better. Donnell Pumphrey on offense, Mac Hollins on offense. I mean, these guys are going to be, they're young players that can really have roles on special teams. And I think there's a role for Donnell offensively. I kind of put him in that Darren Sproles sort of role where you can put him in the backfield. You can use him as a receiver. Mac is a guy that's a big, tall, lanky guy who's very disciplined route runner, great hands, but he's a good special teams player. You know, Elijah Qualls, I think, is just another one that's going to get in that mix with those defensive tackles. You know, and Shelton Gibson, he's a young player, explosive, quicks, you know, with a lot of upside. So these guys really came in here and did a great job learning the playbook on both sides of the ball and just, you know, again, look forward to camp.
I have never seen a running back as large as LeGarrette Blount. I've never seen a running back as small as Donnell Pumphrey, who made me not classified as a running back. He kind of is that move player in the offense. For LeGarrette, I mean, he coming in here, great attitude, great feet, great power. Is there anything that he did that maybe surprised you?
I just think his attitude coming in here. You know, he really came in and wanted to learn and wanted to pick up our playbook. And as we know, Deuce can be hard on these guys as a coach, and he was hard on LeGarrette, and LeGarrette took it well. And sometimes veteran players sort of rear back on that sometimes or give a little blowback on it. But LeGarrette was not that way. He was a sponge. He soaked up the playbook. Again, exciting to watch him run, you know, especially when he gets those shoulders downhill. He's a big man. And I'm excited when the pads and obviously the preseason games to watch him and see how he can help us offensively.
So, Doug, all the way through these three phases of the organized team activities through the mandatory minicamp, when the rookies report in late July, how much of what happened here in April and May and June will matter in July and August?
Everything matters. We say that every single day. Everything matters. And so we're building that foundation through OTAs in the spring right now. So when we get to training camp, that foundation has been laid. And now we can just begin to, you know, as you build a house, build the foundation. We've done it. Now we can start putting up the walls and start doing everything that it takes to build a championship team. And these 10 OTA practices, these last 3 days of mini camp are vital to that structure in training camp.
Did you just hear that? I heard a whistle, a bell. Cue Alice Cooper. School is out. Have a great vacation.
Thanks, Dave.
Enjoy the summer. We'll see you in late July. Thanks for joining us, everyone.